This might be the weirdest generation for Nintendo that I think I may have ever experienced, where the Switch 2 is selling incredibly well. I think it's the best console launch, period, I think, in terms of how many sales it got from the launch. But where in the world is the hype? There is what feels like no hype at all for this console. It's like the hype exists outside of the internet, and then on the internet, there's just no hype at all. And the reason I word it that way is that, I mean, it's selling. It's selling really well, but how? I feel like usually there's a bunch of games that they're showing and people are like, wow, I need this thing like yesterday. And I find it hard to believe that a bunch of people bought it because they saw the specs of it. So that leads me to believe that Mario Kart World did push it. But now that we all own it and a lot of us aren't really jiving with Mario Kart World, where the heck is the hype for this console? Where is the hype for the games? Where is just the overall fun of having the new Nintendo console and entering a new Nintendo generation? Don't get me wrong, Donkey Kong Bonanza was incredible, but that came and went. And it's interesting too, because I don't know if this plays a role in all of this, but even content-wise, it feels like games aren't what they were before. It feels like Donkey Kong Bonanza came out, people loved it, but it was like a content storm and then nothing. People were speedrunning it, people were finding skips, the reactions to the ending of the game. There was a big swirl of content for Donkey Kong Bonanza for a short period of time, and then boom, nothing. And that could just be a more general thing that's happening with gaming, I don't know. But I remember back on the Switch, I was excited for multiple things coming. I mean, the console launched with Breath of the Wild. We saw that a new 3D Mario game was coming. We had Splatoon 2. And then after some time, we had the unveil of a new Smash game coming. But for right now, there's like no hype or anticipation, at least from me, for really many games at all. I'm excited for Rhythm Heaven and Tomodachi Life, but those are two games that they're not going to be the big, huge hype games, regardless of how good they are. And maybe it is a sign of the times, I don't know, because I do recall Mario Wonder, when it came out, it felt like that game just came and went as well. And for a brand new 2D Mario game, I would have figured that there would have been content and just talks of it for a really long time. But I had attributed that to it being released towards the end of the Switch's life cycle. But maybe that's not what's going on here. What it's feeling like is a mix of two things. A mix of that the content may be shifting and the talks may be shifting. But I think a bigger part, if not the only part, is Nintendo doesn't really seem to be doing a good job at hyping up this console or hyping up games. There's a lot of people that are feeling underwhelmed with what we've seen and what we know is coming. I know that there's fans of it, but another Hyrule Warriors game is not going to be the game that creates a bunch of buzz. And I am glad that Nintendo is putting efforts to make games that may be more niche, like the new Metroid game. No shade to that game, but I don't think it's going to be the top seller on the Switch 2. So I'm glad that they're not just totally getting rid of their other IPs. But where is the big title that everyone is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is coming? It's really crazy to me that we had one of, if not the longest Nintendo Directs that was around 60 minutes, and there's nothing from it that really jumped out at me. I was hyped about the DLC for Donkey Kong Bonanza, but that's still not the big game reveal that we're really expecting. And I don't know, maybe on the Switch, maybe there was drought periods towards the beginning that I'm just not remembering, but I feel like the overall hype of that console felt different. The Switch 2 is selling well, but what do we even have to talk about to get excited for? And what I'm afraid of is that some of these games are going to come and go, kind of like what Mario Wonder did. It's going to really suck if Kirby Air Riders comes out and people play it for like a month or so, maybe less, and just drop it. That's going to suck. Because for me, what makes it fun to get into some of these games is the fact of the way gaming is now with the internet. Sometimes it's fun to be playing a game and then you see a video and they're talking about something, you watch it, you're like, yeah, I noticed that too, or there could be speculation of something. And I mean, even I make videos on like speculation or just like what I don't like or like about a game. And I feel like it just creates a big atmosphere and community to talk about these games and dive into them and have fun. I feel like it makes the overall experience more fun. But I'm afraid that that might not happen. So that's where I'm wondering, is this just the current state of Nintendo? Is this the current state of just content on YouTube and just the talks of gaming in general? Or is this a result of Nintendo not doing that great of a job at creating hype? And I really don't want to discredit Donkey Kong Bonanza, because speculating on that game and talking about the game was a ton of fun. But like I said, it came and went. At least that's what it feels like. I really hope that Nintendo has some big stuff in store, because even the games that we know of now, like with Pokemon ZA, I feel like people are feeling kind of underwhelmed by it. I'm sure there's a bunch of people excited for it, but I think a lot of us are getting kind of tired of the quality that we end up getting from Pokemon games. And seeing that it already has $30 DLC before it even comes out, and considering their track record of quality, I don't know how much hype it's really creating. I'm not the biggest Pokemon fan, so I could be wrong about that. Maybe there is a ton of hype and buzz for it, but it does feel like people are getting burnt out from that series because of the quality that we end up getting from the Pokemon games as of recent. It is funny though, because I talk about that, but we know it's still going to sell really well. But that's also what's weird too. So then where's the hype? I don't know. This just feels weird. It feels weird being a Nintendo fan right now, because I don't think I've ever experienced a new console where I'm not that hyped myself. Like, the Wii U didn't sell well, but I was hyped about a bunch of stuff. I still love that console. And then with the Switch 1, there was a bunch of stuff that I was hyped for. But now with the Switch 2, I was hyped for Donkey Kong Bonanza. And, well, I was hyped for Mario Kart World, but didn't end up being what I was hoping. But now all I really have is Kirby Air Riders, and I gotta be honest, I'm kind of afraid that it's gonna just come and go. And I am cautiously excited for the new Mario Tennis game, but that one I could see even more so just coming and going. So I hope that either closer to the holidays or next year they drop a Direct that gets us really excited for Nintendo stuff, because otherwise I don't really know what to think. The Switch 2 for me has been one of the more underwhelming new consoles I've ever bought, if not the most underwhelming. Because it also hasn't been fun to see some of these third-party games coming out that aren't running at 60 FPS or at 4K. That really bums me out, because I felt like the Switch 2 was going to be the answer to, oh yeah, third-party games don't usually run well on Nintendo consoles, but the Switch 2 seems to be different. It's not seeming like it is different. So third-party is starting to be out the window for me for the Switch 2. And when it comes to first-party, I don't really have anything to be hyped about. At least not where I figured it would be for a brand new console. Like, I feel like what really would have helped the Switch 2 in terms of buzz and hype, which again, it's selling very well, so I mean, maybe they feel they don't need to do this, and maybe they are strategically waiting, but I feel like what could have alleviated a lot of this is just giving us some sort of teaser, some sort of small teaser that could have been like, whoa, what the heck did we just see? Like, maybe a tiny clip of Mario doing something to where we don't know if it's like a continuation of Odyssey, maybe it's a new Galaxy game, just something to where we could actually talk and speculate. But we've had pretty much nothing. And that last Direct ending with Fire Emblem, I know Fire Emblem has a ton of fans, but I feel like that's not the buzz and hype that Nintendo is known for creating. Or even if not that, just the hype that should be there for the console. Because Fire Emblem's not everybody's cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea, and it's not everybody's cup of tea, but a game like Mario is a game that can kind of reach a more broader audience. And I feel like that's been the thing with the Switch too, is besides Mario Kart and also Donkey Kong to some extent, because Donkey Kong is not as big as Mario, but Mario Kart and Donkey Kong Bonanza are the two games that I feel like reach the broader audience. But I feel like a lot of the stuff that we know that's coming does not reach the broader audience, and it's games that don't really build up a bunch of hype. And again, I'm glad they're working on those IPs, but it'd be really fun to have a general hype aura around the Switch 2. We also just got that video, that really random video, that close to you thing, and we have no idea what that is right now as I'm recording this, but hopefully that's something, because at least it does have people talking. But I just feel like there should be something. Like, the Switch 1 honestly had Breath of the Wild and Mario. We knew of both of those games, and they're two huge franchises. Again, super happy that they're working on more niche games from niche series, but where is the big teaser for something else? That's where I think I'm confused. I don't think it would hurt them at all to have some sort of teaser. Like, Metroid Prime 4 is coming, we got all these other games coming, that's awesome. But I feel like a teaser for a game coming out next year or even a year and a half from now wouldn't kill the buzz of these games. I mean, maybe to some extent, but I don't know. I feel so conflicted, because I'm really not trying to talk poorly on some of these games, but like Metroid Prime 4, we all know it's not going to be the big system seller, the big, huge, best-selling Switch 2 game. We know that. And I'm not saying that that's a reason to not promote it or not sell it or not make it. It's just that where is the broader audience big hype game that we all can talk about? So I hope that they have a lot more in store, because right now the hype is just not there for me. And I think it's not there for a lot of other people too. The Switch 2 almost doesn't even feel like a new generation, new console experience. And I don't think I've ever had that at all throughout the history of me buying new consoles. But what do you guys think? Is there anything you're super hyped for? Do you feel like the hype's just not really been there? Let me know in the comments down below. If you enjoyed this, feel free to leave a like, subscribe for future content, and until next time, I'll see you all later. Take care, everyone.